Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to The Rabbit Hole with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. We should warn you that this is unscripted and unplanned, and sometimes there are swears. Enjoy.
Hello, Catherine from The Rabbit Hole here. I'm on my own for a change. Why? Well, because Ian's off ill, and I'm sure he'll tell you all about it when he's back up to tournament standard. In the meantime, just before we delve into The Rabbit Hole, and this is the final part of the shows we did at Bill Murray in Islington. We're off to Manchester soon, and I'll tell you all about that in a second. I just wanted to let you know about some new things that we're doing that you might be interested in if you like this. We've got on YouTube, we've got our own Rabbit Hole TV channel now. At the moment, you'll find it at youtube.com/Mr. Ian Lee. But if you search for Rabbit Hole TV, you should be able to find it there too. There's loads of extras on there. We've made some short films. We've got some contributors' short films as well. And also, we're going to go to New York in June, and we'll be interviewing loads of brilliant podcasters while we're out there. And if you enjoy podcasts, these people are fantastic, right? So you can do a lot worse than having a little rummage around what we do there. So we'll have loads of short films from New York, as well as maybe an introduction to someone that you're going to love. Also, if you want to find us, we're going around the country. We're trying to take the show out of London. We might be coming to a town near you. Have a look on ticketsource.co.uk/Ian Lee. Find out where we're coming next. I think the next couple are going to be in Manchester. Saturday 6th of May. There are a few tickets there still, I think. And then Saturday the 29th of July. That's the King's Arms. And that's part of the Manchester Fringe, which we've been invited to get involved with this year. And we're really excited about it. So maybe see you there. And if you fancy taking the Rabbit Hole experience to the next level, then have a look at balconyshirts.co.uk. We've got some merchandise there you might like, either t-shirts or tote bags to put all your totes in. All you need to do is go to balconyshirts.co.uk and search for The Rabbit Hole. Okay, is that enough info for you? Probably more than enough. Let me take you to the Bill Murray in Islington.
I tell you what, guys, it's been a hot day today, or a rainy day, we just don't know, but it's nice and cool and dry in The Rabbit Hole. Daniel
Where's
had something.
Daniel?
Where's Daniel?
Come
Daniel
on,
had
Daniel.
Something about nature. Sit back, guys. Kick back. This may be a long story. Daniel sent me an essay answering this.
Daniel's wearing the sign of the Batman. It's going to be dark.
What do you want me to say?
Tell us.
The story that you sent me.
Oh, do I have to explain this?
Yeah.
Let me have a seat.
Even he's sitting down for it. I hope it's worth it.
I feel mortified. I was sitting under a tree once in my garden meditating like a twat.
Oh, no, that's a nice thing to do.
Well, it calms you down, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice. And I quite got into the flow. My brain was kind of sending me nice little thoughts and all these little special things, and then I had this idea popped into my head that I was going to ask nature to show me something if it had a power. And then within about 30 seconds, it was a nice mild summer's evening, it was late at night and it was warm, and this sort of electric sort of fizz sort of caught the air, and the sort of clouds started building up and rolling very quickly, and this sort of noise picked up.
Yeah.
And above me, from a clear night, was just cloud, and then suddenly rings of lightning just started banging off in the sky. I don't know if these things exist or what. I don't know. I've never seen
lightning exist.
Lightning exists, but I've seen it was in circles, full circles above me, and I basically shit myself. And realised I didn't want to know if nature had a certain power to get back into my house and escape and hide, because yeah, it was quite weird.
So do you think that you psychically...
No. I think there's a chance that someone might meditate before a storm that has electric rings that
circular appear in the
lightning. Sky. And I was just one of those statistics that was there at the wrong time and cowardly left the garden and went back to my house in security. So the aliens or the mystical beast wouldn't capture me for that night.
Thank you for that.
That's all right.
No, thank
nice
you, Daniel.
To share.
No, I enjoyed that. Round of applause for that.
Some kind of sorcerer.
I like a good meditation.
Do you want to swap?
Yeah. I like a good meditation. I don't know about circular lightning. No. But I do think that there are things. This is what I used to do. When I say used to, I mean in my 20s. Mm-hmm. I read a book, right? I think it was an Eric von Daniken book, something like he wrote, I think, Chariots of the Gods, and he thinks as well as somebody else that aliens came down to Earth and done it with a monkey, and he thinks that humans are basically aliens that got left on the Earth
and they became the Egyptians or something.
Yeah. And I think it's Eric von Daniken. He has a theory that there are aliens amongst us now, right? But they look like humans, but they're psychic. Right. And he reckons that you can psychically communicate with these aliens. And he sets out maybe it wasn't him, but they set out these exercises that you can do. Mm-hmm. And one of them is you sit next to someone at a train station, right, a stranger, and you psychically say to that person on your right, "I know you're an alien. Why don't you turn and look at me and we can discuss this?" And I was 23, 24, and I would do this. I would go and sit next to strangers. I'd be like this.
Oh God. This is what I would do.
There's another 2-star review we've just earned ourselves because the visual. And I would do it. And here is the surprising thing. Nobody turned to look at me.
Maybe they didn't want to discuss it.
Thank you. That's it, exactly. And he said, if that happens, it doesn't mean they're not aliens. It just means they don't want to give their cover away.
Everything.
I love it. I think there must be aliens out there. There must be aliens out there. There has to be aliens out there. Statistically, there has to be aliens out there. Don't you think?
Yeah,
don't
definitely. You think? I just don't know why they'd want to come and hang out with us losers.
I tell you what's two more things I want to talk about, and then we'll wrap this up. By the way, if you're watching on Periscope, you can still give us a call, 0203 286 6370. We'll, as soon as I see you call in, I will. I think. Two things. First of all, I had a sleep this afternoon, and when I woke up, I had this brilliant idea for what we could talk about in the show.
Yeah.
And I woke up, I was like, I've got to write this down. And I wrote it down, and I've just looked at what I've written down.
Oh, God.
And I've written down desiccated coconut.
Right.
But I woke up thinking, this is such a... this will get them going. Desiccated coconut. So... desiccated coconut. What are your views on it?
Pointless.
Okay. Here's the thing. I don't know what desiccated means.
Dried out.
Okay. That's that sorted. No, we've covered. Oh, here's a phone call. We'll have to carry on that conversation later.
Let's not.
At the time, I woke up at 3 this afternoon. Oh, yeah, desiccated coconut. Hello, caller. You're live down the rabbit hole.
Hello, it's Cleo. I need to make a public apology.
Who was that you sent those?
I got me mate to ring in, but I didn't tell him why.
Yeah.
And
he bottled it.
He was dead, like, knocked. So I'm publicly apologising to both you and to him.
No, don't apologise.
Because, he's knocked.
Don't apologise. Hang on a minute. What is he knocked for? He ruined our
evening.
Because
he did. He didn't know why he was ringing.
But yeah, he still did it. Don't have any sympathy for a man that phones a number not knowing what to expect and then gets upset with it.
Ian, you're making it worse.
No, he let us down. He's ruined it. We've got 100 people here. They're like, an old woman's just walked out. An old woman just walked out.
In tears
because of your mate's call. So shameful. There's another call here. Here we go. Last 5-10 minutes of the show. Good evening, caller. You're down the rabbit hole.
Oh, it's Reverend Apart again, but I've got someone. I'm just going to put him on. You can do the intro again and make it sound like it won't me.
That'll
be fine.
This is my
Hold on.
Reporter. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who is this, please?
This is Alex in Nottingham.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
I'm not too bad. I've just finished hosting a pub quiz. It was emotional.
Were you hosting it, did you say?
Was hosting the pub quiz, yes.
Hey, brilliant. What's the name of the pub?
The name of the Orange Tree in Nottingham.
Beautiful. Great pub. Great name for a pub. Great pub. Give us, what kind of pub quiz is it? What kind of questions?
Well, tonight was a special Mother's Day theme. So we had a round called That's Why Mums Go to Iceland, which was a special round about the country of Iceland. we had a round simply called Your Mum, which is just, you know, the best insult in the English language, still is to this day.
Yeah.
We had a music round based on the clocks going forward called Get Your Clock Out for the Lads. That went down very well. And we also had a round simply called Mummy Issues, which wasn't do anything. There were a lot of people in the pub tonight who were clearly not with their mothers on this Mother's Day, so they had a lot of mummy issues. We had a picture round with famous women with Steve Buscemi's eyes imposed into them with a round called Face Only a Mother Could Love. So it's been a good quiz, a very good quiz, and you should come down next time you're in Nottingham.
What was the prize?
Well, we have a selection of three prizes. We have the pot. We have a bottle of house spirit and mixer and
Hang
a
on,
case
you
of recording.
Have the,
we all,
you have the pots?
No, we have the pot, which is where the money goes in.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was £171 tonight. But we give each team, the winning team, a choice of three envelopes for each prize. So we thankfully didn't lose the pot tonight. We always celebrate when the team wins the case of cider because it means it costs the pub nothing. And it means it can roll over to the next quiz and we can bring a lot more people in.
Hey, that sounds good. So that pot of 170-odd quid, that's not bad, is it?
It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty good. 100. We've had it up to about 600-700 quid in the past, and it's very, very, very it's very good. We've had to get people actually physically handing in their phones at the table so we can stop cheating.
Good.
Yeah, this is... Go on.
This is the thing. It spoils pub quizzes. I know this because I'm often the person people texting under the table. Outrageous behaviour.
It's the modern quiz host's biggest affliction in life. Is the mobile device, but luckily we don't have very good signal here, so it's very good.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Just turn the Wi-Fi off.
It's always a big factor in a good quiz.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
because I'm very clever. Can you? I won Mastermind. Can you give us a question and I'll answer it, just like that.
Which round would you want the question from?
The music round.
From the music. Oh, this is a music intro, so I'll have to play. So I'll ask you something from the your mum round.
Okay.
If you want, so
yes, go.
In which continent was Mother Teresa born in?
That is an excellent question. Okay, hang on a minute. One of the pub quiz. So let me think about it. Which continent was she born in? Now, of course, we'd all think kind of an Asian kind of, but no. I am going to say, I would say Europe.
That's absolutely spot on. Well done. Very, very
good. Thank you.
A lot of people have fallen into the trap. She was actually one of the only Albanian Indian saints that there has been and probably will be ever.
Yeah. Hey, listen, mate, thank you. You've been very good sport and well done for having a great night. Thanks for calling.
It was lovely. Great to speak to you. Thank you.
Tutty bye. Let's rattle through these calls before we wrap up.
He was
up.
Good. That sounds like a good quiz. Some of them are dead boring, aren't
they? Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I hate the funny names.
Yeah.
My mate prints T-shirts for stag do's. And every now and then, and hen do's, and every one now and then, he'll send me some of the names to print.
I had some of them last week that he was having to print out. And it was like...
One was like, come on my back.
Yeah. That was a girl's.
Yeah, come on my back. And they wear it on a T-shirt, but come spelled C-U-M.
Yeah.
Come on my back on a T-shirt. What is that even? How can you even? Oh, come on my back. Is that even a thing? To come on someone's back and
that's
then you
me,
wear it on a T-shirt. That is out of order. I mean, that honestly.
How was your trip away with school, love? Oh, you got a souvenir T-shirt.
Hello, caller, you're down the rabbit hole. You did.
Hello, caller, who is that?
Hello. Hello, it's Basil.
Hello, Basil. Everyone say hello to Basil. What you got for us, Basil?
Thank you. Well, I've written a joke and I'm losing confidence in it, so I'm not sure whether it's actually any good, and I'd like to tell it to an audience to see whether it's funny or not.
Well, we just so happen to have an audience here, and they're very into their comedy. And
despite the fact they're our audience.
Yeah, so go on, hit us with it, Basil.
Can I give it a go then?
Do it.
Right. Last year, I put a car tyre on my flower bed. It was a good year for the roses.
Oh, mixed reaction there, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
I think you've let yourself down there, son. I think you've let yourself down there. This person just tried to call a couple of times tonight. Let's see, who this is. What does that mean? That's foreign.
Hello?
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 Hello, you're down the rabbit hole. Who's that?
I can't really talk. I just wanted to say Pradeep.
What do you mean you can't really talk?
He said.
With his words.
I don't really want to talk, so up yours.
No. Fair enough.
Another satisfied customer.
No. And another thing that's got me, that I only noticed this last night. Mm. All right, I noticed it last night when I was listening to the radio.
It's not another ailment.
No. And I noticed it this morning when I saw the front pages of the newspapers. Mm. Right, a new phenomenon has just happened. It's just happened, and they've not asked us. That no one has checked. Someone has made the decision that this is now a thing, mm-hmm. right? They just call her Cheryl.
Oh, they've been doing that for ages.
Have they? Only noticed it last night. Cheryl Cole, right?
She keeps swapping husbands.
But now they're going, well...
Not swapping. I mean, she gets rid of them. Then she gets another
Cheryl. Cheryl has had a baby.
Yeah.
Cheryl is happy with her baby. And I'm thinking, no. She's not a Madonna. She's not an Elvis. She's not a Steve. She's a Cheryl. Don't know who Steve is. I do that. But she's Cheryl Cole. You can't mess around with that. Well, no, it's just Cheryl. Front page, Cheryl. On the news, and in showbiz news, Cheryl has had it. You can't do that. Who said we're going to drop Cheryl Cole's last name and just call her Cheryl?
Probably Cheryl. And you don't mess with her. She's a bit punchy, isn't she?
Did she ask for it? You can't go around demanding, right, just, right then, right, you know.
Are you going to do the voice?
I'm trying to. What is she?
Geordie.
Well, yeah, you know. Right. just, I don't want to be called Cheryl Cole no more. I want to be called Cheryl. I got away, I dropped the call. I'm Cheryl.
What was that?
Dropped the call. Dropped the call. Cheryl. She did, didn't she? Got done for...
Yeah, but it was a long time ago, and everyone can change, can't they?
I don't... Sorry? Hang on, hang on a minute. It's all kicking off. Go over there.
Let's count the show.
Hang on a minute. It's all kicking off.
See, this is the problem, isn't it? Is that she's had a number of surnames over the years. Yeah. Let's see if we can remember them.
Let's tick off your Cheryl bingo cards now.
So she was Tweedy when she kicked off in the club. Yeah. So therefore got married, got Cole, and then fucked him off and got the French one.
Fernandez Vecini.
And now with someone else, the little boy who's at least 10 years old, younger than her, having a kid. So
she's not had a child with a little boy.
A younger man. Yeah. So therefore, she just has to have Cheryl because what fucking name are you going to have after all those?
I suppose it's a good point. It gets confusing. Can I pick you up on something, Catherine? What? You said Cheryl.
Yeah.
It's Cheryl. Bearing in mind, guys. I don't know if you remember Wrath and Roth. So I know a thing or two when it comes to pronunciation.
Yeah, well, if it's with a C, they like to be called Cheryl. If it's with a sh, they like Cheryl.
On that bombshell.
I'm glad to have helped.
I think it's time we came to an end. Listen, if you've called in this evening, thank you very much indeed. You can call in at any point and leave messages on the answer phone. There's loads we didn't get to play. I suspect at some point we may do a bonus podcast of some of the messages we don't get to play out, the good ones. 0203 286 6370. You can Skype in Hey Rabbit Hole Show anytime you want. If you to send us a, what do they call it? Not a friend's request, contact detail. You know, so you're ready for the next record. We're recording Saturday, May the 6th in Manchester. We're looking at doing recording some more in Brighton on a Sunday, I think, towards the end of May, beginning of June. And Bradford.
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
No, Barnsley.
Oh, Barnsley.
I was going, yeah, because you'd finished talking.
I've got my best mate, Simon, right, lives in Bristol. He lives in Bristol. But I always say Bath. I think he lives, because they're quite near and they begin with the bus sound. Mm. And I always say Bath. And he's genuinely fucked off with me. he's my best mate and I don't know where he lives.
I know where he lives.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Anyway, go on. So
And then we'll let you know if we're coming back to London.
Maybe we'll be doing some more in London, I would imagine. Probably end of June, early July, I think. But if you want to keep an update on our tickets, ticketsource.co.uk/Ian, IAIN-LEE. Also details on there on An Evening with Eddie Large, which is happening. I'm getting the posters this week and I'm going to his house next week. I'm absolutely thrilled. Thank you very much to our audience tonight. You've been absolutely wonderful. You've been listening to The Rabbit Hole with me, Ian Lee, and Catherine Boyle. Thank you very much.
It's an Alex Aki production.
Me like you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.